Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunya Mehta with the evening news. First, the headlines. Chief Minister Dr. Nipyo Ryo stresses on harnessing natural strengths to pursue excellence. Nagaland police seize narcotics worth 15 crore rupees, arrest five in major drug bust. Justice Y. Longkumar emphasizes key role of panel lawyers in adapting to new criminal laws. And IIT Delhi emerges country's top institute in QS World University rankings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds feat. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Dr. Nipyo Ryo has emphasized the importance of pursuing excellence in areas where one has natural strength. Speaking at the TAFMA Excellence Awards 2025 ceremony today, he acknowledged that while Nagaland still needs to catch up with global standards in many areas, the state has already made impressive strides in fields like music, arts and sports. He urged the youth to continue upholding the state's reputation with excellence on both national and international platforms, reassuring the government's commitment to empowering the creative sector through meaningful recognition and infrastructure.
We brought our land, all this land of festivals, make a real land of festivals, which will be a parallel land of music. And I believe even in the country, not only the old Northeast, but all India, our state is really ahead of other states.
During the ceremony, 10 individuals were honored with the TAFMA Excellence Award 2025, while Hito Kiho, director of Nagaland Madrigal Singers, received the Ultimate Achiever Award. Other honorees include Fifth North Band, Rafajanyo Huiso, Arun Lasubong, Lennon Jamir, Tiamaran Iyer, Nagaland Madrigal Singers, Trans Effect, Bendang Waling, and Alobo Naga. During the event, Dr. Ryo also unveiled a grand piano gifted to the state by renowned music composer Dr. A.R. Rehman. In a significant move in the ongoing battle fight against drugs, Nagaland police have seized narcotics worth 15 crore rupees and arrested five individuals in recent operations. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton informed this in a social media post and congratulated the Nagaland police on the remarkable success under the leadership of Director General of Police DGP Rupin Sharma. Mr. Patton, who is also Minister in Charge Home, said these achievements are a reflection of the commitment, vigilance and teamwork of the police personnel. The deputy CM extended his heartfelt appreciation to every officer involved. Justice Y. Longkumar of the Guwahati High Court Kohima bench today highlighted the crucial role of panel lawyers in the evolving Indian legal system. Speaking at an orientation program in Kohima, she emphasized the need for lawyers to adapt to the newly introduced Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam, which replace outdated laws like the Indian Penal Code and Criminal Procedure Code. She asserted that panel lawyers often serve as first line of access to justice for the marginalized and underrepresented. With the reforms in the legal system, they also have to play the role of educators, advisors, and counselors for citizens, she added. Justice Longkumar further stressed the need for lawyers to be thorough in areas like victim compensation and digital evidence to avoid confusion for citizens or hamper justice. The program, organized by the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, featured various technical sessions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed that the government is committed to furthering research and innovation ecosystems for the benefit of India's youth. His remark comes after a record 54 Indian institutes were featured in the QS World University rankings, with IIT Delhi emerging as the country's top-ranked institute. Responding to a post by Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan on social media, the Prime Minister welcomed the rankings as a testament to India's growing stature in global education and research. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Officers and staff of Akashvani Kohima today participated in the yoga session as part of International Day of Yoga 2025. Yoga instructor from Ayush Nagaland, Kelhu Zasie Lawrence, demonstrated asanas such as the standing postures and breathing techniques to the staff. Mr. Lawrence also shared on the benefits of yoga practices in daily life.
कुछ लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी चाहिए, लेकिन फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना, ना कोई बंधन ना कोई बॉडी टाइप। बचपन हो या पचपन, व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम, योग सबका हक है।
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है, एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है, तो वो प्रति पल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है।
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ।
As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Agashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. This evening, we explore on the common myths and misconceptions about practicing yoga. Yoga is often misunderstood due to myths that linked it to one religion or culture. However, yoga is not tied to any specific religion. Some groups integrate yoga practices such as meditation into their religion as it facilitates spiritual growth and improves faith formation. Yoga is a holistic approach while physical exercise mainly focuses on the physical side. Further, yoga is a holistic approach while physical exercise mainly focuses on the physical side. Yoga is not expensive as it does not require any special equipment and can be practiced anywhere. The Dharti Abha Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan, an awareness and benefit saturation campaign, is gaining momentum across Nagaland, bringing government welfare schemes to the doorstep of tribal communities. At an event in Kuda village today, the camp provided services like Aadhaar enrollment, health checkups, pension registration, among others. The second day of the campaign in Tungsang district covered Chingmei, Chendang and Waoshu villages with participation from 10 departments providing services such as pension schemes, Ayushman Bharat registrations and Kisan credit cards. Meanwhile, Akuluto in Zinheboto also hosted a camp where citizens were informed about various government schemes including job cards, ration card registration and financial literacy. Similar programs were also conducted at Shamatur district and Chepoketa village in PAK. The initiative aims to ensure last mile delivery of vital services and empowering citizens at the grassroots levels. The mortal remains of Lam Nun Tam Sing Song, a cabin crew member from Manipur who lost her life in the Ahmedabad plane crash, were received at Dimapur Airport this afternoon. Family members and community leaders gathered at the airport for a solemn condolence service. Paying tribute on behalf of the state government, Chumukedima Deputy Commissioner Dr. John Polan and Commissioner of Police Kevituto Sophie laid wreaths in honor of the 26-year-old. Sing Song, who hailed from Kangpokpi district of Manipur, was the third among five siblings and the sole breadwinner of her family. She was among the 12 crew members and 230 passengers aboard the Air India flight AI-171, which tragically crashed shortly after takeoff on June 12. The mortal remains are being taken to her hometown, where she will be laid to rest. A send of service was also held at Kohima. And India Meteorological Department has forecast continued heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast India till the 25th of this month. The weather body also said light to moderate rainfall is likely at many places, accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning to continue over northeast India during the next 7 days. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Chief Minister Dr. Nipyu Ryo stresses on harnessing natural strengths to pursue excellence. Nagaland police seized narcotics worth 15 crore rupees, arrest five in major drug bust. Justice Y. Longkumar emphasizes key role of panel lawyers in adapting to new criminal laws. And IIT Delhi emerges country's top institute in QS World University rankings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds fit. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.